Welcome to today's program. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us today. I have a powerful insight to give you that'll increase exponentially your ability to seize the opportunities that God gives you. I want to start out with a scripture out of Matthew chapter 18. And if you have your Bibles, you can read right out of your own word. But it says in verse 19, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth on anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven." Let's take one more look at that. "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst." You know, Jesus said that if one could put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. There is power in agreement. When you come into agreement, first of all, with the will of God in heaven, and then find someone in the earth to agree with you on that, it brings God's power from the heaven into the earth. So what is your need right now? Do you have a financial need, a health need, a relational need, a need for wisdom, a need to understand some things so that your business can progress? Whatever your need is, you can go and inquire of the Lord and His Word regarding the answer, regarding the solution, regarding the fulfillment of what is needed. And when you find the word that He gives you, maybe in the scripture or maybe just in a devotion time with Him, and you seize that insight, seize that moment, and then go and find someone else who gets the witness in their spirit that that is truly of God, then the two of you coming into agreement brings the glory and the essence of that which is in heaven into your midst. So let's say, for example, you have a need to meet a bill. We all have bills to pay every month. And let's say that you have a bill. I met someone recently who couldn't pay their rent. They were a little bit short that month. So I said, go into the Word of God and find out what He says about that. Well, we know that the Word says, "Our Father who lives in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our what? Our daily bread, or our daily needs." So therefore, we were taught by Jesus that we can pray for our daily needs. So if today you need resource to pay your rent, then that aligns with the Word of God. And also in Philippians 4:19, it says that your God will meet all of your needs according to His riches in the glory by Christ Jesus. So there you have it. There is the scripture. There's the heart of God regarding your need. Now you take that and then come into agreement with someone. Find someone, a friend or something, say, "You know what? I have a need for my rent to be paid and I'm short $100 or whatever it is. Would you come into agreement with me based on the Word of God in heaven? Because Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So He gave this word. Would you come into agreement with me on that?" And when you come into agreement, it seals it in the spirit and releases the provision in the earth. I remember when my husband and I were contending for my father-in-law's salvation, we came into agreement with the Word of God because we saw in the scriptures what God's heart was for our whole household to be saved. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, you and your house." And so we took hold of the Word of God, took hold of the promise of God, laid hold of it together and agreed on it. And for us, that settled it. In the spirit, that was a finished done deal. We had had probably about a dozen scripture promises to confirm it that we came into agreement on with God. So our agreement in the earth was with our God in heaven. We knew it was His will for my father-in-law to be saved. And so we prayed it, we decreed it, and then we just settled it. That settled it in the spirit for us, even though he actually didn't confess his salvation for 27 years after that. But the entire 27 years that we waited for him to make that confession, we knew that it was a done deal because we had agreed in heaven. Jesus said, if you agree on earth as touching it, agree on anything that you may ask, it will be given to you by our Father who is in heaven. Isn't that amazing? So what do you need right now? What is it that will change your life if you agree with God on some desire he has for you, because you can find the promise for it in the Word of God? What is it that you would like to download out of the heavens into your realm right now? I want to challenge you to look to the Word of God. Go into prayer. Go into that place of abiding in the secret place with God. Let him speak to you. Let him reveal the promises to you. Because whatever you get in that place, that's what's going to build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when you get that, you're already in agreement with Holy Spirit. Now find someone else in the earth to come into agreement with that and seal it. I want to take you right now to a segment of a conference that we did, Women on the Front Lines. They are amazing conferences. James and Michael Ann Gall actually founded Women on the Front Lines conferences a number of years ago, and we've been stewarding those for James since Michael Ann went on into glory, and they are amazing. But I shared a message at that time, an important message, about the agreement in the Spirit, about how we can come into agreement with each other and in the spirit of unity that comes from the glory and out of that secret place, and how you can make those downloads so amazingly possible just by coming into agreement. So let's go to that segment right now, and I'll be back right after. In John 17, Jesus said, "The glory the Father had given him, he had given to us. The glory of the Father had been given to the Son, and the Son gave us the Father's glory, heaven's glory, which includes the fullness of all God is and all that he has, the realms of heaven, the realms of the supernatural." And Jesus said, "This is what I have given to you, that you may be one." I believe that in this coming year, we are going to see an acceleration of the glory of God manifest in the earth, and especially to those who are hungry and thirsty for him, for those that are in their secret place ministering to him. I recently was in a meeting with Dr. Oral Roberts before he went on to glory. And in his last days, he had said that he desired to fill ministers and release impartation and pray for those that were going to be carrying the torch. And so I had the privilege of being in one of those many meetings that he had with leaders. It was in his home. And he spoke with us about the secret, or the sacred time and the sacred place. And he said he never let anything disturb the sacred time, that time that he would take apart from the busyness of his vision, the busyness of his day, and the greatness of the responsibility that was on his shoulder. He said he would never let anything invade that space that he would have with God, that time that he would set apart for God. He said when he went into the room, his little prayer room that he had set apart, everyone knew that when those doors were closed, that Oral Roberts was in his sacred time and in a sacred place, and no one was to disturb that place. And he said that when he was in that place of ministering to God and engaging in fellowship with him, that that is where the Lord spoke. He said, I didn't do anything. I didn't move on anything unless the Lord spoke clearly to me. But as soon as I heard his voice, as soon as I got the mandate from him, then nothing would stop me. I would just go forth and go for it, and nothing would stop me. No controversy, no disagreement from people around him. He said, I would obey the Lord at any cost, even if it made me look foolish. And he said, I received all my inspiration. I received all my mandate. Everything I needed to move forward, I received in that place of engagement, that place, that sacred time, that sacred place. We had an opportunity to be prayed for by Dr. Oral Roberts, and we were asked to tell him what we wanted to receive from him, because he was a man of faith. So, of course, you can impart what you have.
You can't take anyone any higher than you are yourself, but we freely receive, so we freely give. So whatever you've received of the Lord, that is what you have to give to others. And so he's a man of faith. He could impart faith. He was a healing minister. He could impart that leadership, apostolic blessing, all of that. We could ask for anything. He said, ask for anything. He said, it's not going to be me. It's not my power that's going to be released into you. It's the Lord himself. So don't look to me, but look to him. But whatever I have that's been given of the Lord, I want to impart. So when I came to my turn, he said, what do you want? And I began to weep, and I said, I want the sacred time. I want the sacred place. And he said, what else do you want? I said, nothing. I want nothing. Because when you have that place of engagement, you have everything. When you have that place in his presence, you have everything. Jesus said, the glory of the Father had been given to him. Do you understand that that is the bigness, the fullness of who God is and what he has? It was given to the Son. And then the Son said, I'm giving it to you. The fullness of glory, the fullness of heaven, the fullness of the essence of God. And when you understand that, doesn't it just make sense that we would run into his presence, close the door behind us and say, oh God, here I am. Here I am in your glory. Women of God and men of God, because there's no male nor female in Christ. You know that, right? We are one in him, together in him. And I believe that this glory of God, the manifest glory of God that's going to accelerate in this coming year, as we get into that place with him, as it accelerates, there's going to be a greater union and oneness between men and women, old and young, children and adults, church upon church. It's the glory that is going to bring us into oneness. It's the glory that's going to bring us into a heart that beats as one for him. I want you to get expectant because the glory of God is your portion. It's amazing. We can't talk about that lightly. The glory of God is your portion. It's been given to you. And that portion will make you one with him and one with all who belong to him and one with all that he has. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Genesis 1. And as you're turning there, I just want to say, love the Word. Read the Word every single day. Do not neglect the Word of God. Because the Word is more than print on a page. The Word is a life-giving substance, the essence of God himself, that which comes forth from his heart. And every day when you read the Scriptures, you will hear in it the heartbeat and the Word of God to your heart. And I want to challenge you to believe every single word, every single word. I'd like to invite you to even read all the Bible through this year. Read all the Bible through. But even if you could just read the New Testament, open up the New Testament and read through it every day, but believe every single word. Don't say, well, you know, I don't really like that word. I like this one better. You have to take the whole counsel of the Word of God. You just can't pull out the Scriptures that you like and say, you know, I'll choose these ones and the rest of them I'm just going to ignore, because it's the whole counsel of God that the Lord is calling us to in this hour. And we will represent the heartbeat of God's love, the heartbeat of his truth, the heartbeat of his supernatural enablements. We will represent him, but we have to believe him first. Every single word. In Genesis 1, verse 27, it says, God created man. That means humankind. God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God is the God of the heavens and he's God of the earth. But the heavens belong to the Lord, the scripture says, and the earth belongs to the sons of men. It includes daughters. It includes all who are called by the name of Jesus.
Do you know that you are created for blessing? That's right. Right back in Genesis, you can read about how when God created you, he created you for blessing. He said he blessed mankind and he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so after you spend time in that secret place and receive inspiration, and you have that opportunity for agreement in the spirit, then you can start to see the blessings of God invade your life. And that's what kingdom life is all about. Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, heaven is loaded with blessings and goodness and kindness and all those wonderful attributes of God. Can you imagine what your life would be like on earth if it was just like it is in heaven? The Bible says that the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth belongs to the sons of men. Therefore, he's given us power and authority, dominion, in the earth to bring forth the blessings of heaven, the blessings of his heart that have our name on them, to bring them into our midst. You have blessings with your name on them. You have in God, in Christ, been given all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's already been done through the finished work of the cross, through that which Jesus accomplished for you 2,000 years ago. Now, what does that look like to you now? That means that, again, when you see promises in the Word of God and the Spirit of God quickens them and it's faith, it comes alive to you, then those blessings are for you. It says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Glory to God. That means when you get insight into a promise in the Word, that becomes yours. That insight is yours, and that which it represents is yours. So therefore, if a promise for provision, let's say, is given, that means that provision is yours, the essence of it is. But you have to learn how to receive that by faith and pull it into your now. So I'm going to take you to another segment right now of that same conference at Women on the Front Lines. It was an awesome time that we shared together. And as this message was being delivered, the blessings of God were being imparted to the people of God because they were receiving the revelation. And so will you. We'll be right back after this segment.
The glory of the Father, the glory that he invested in mankind before the fall, that connection with him, with his dominion, with his authority, with his image, with his likeness, with the fullness of all that he is ours today in Christ. Men and women together, one in Christ, in the glory, are going to execute a level of dominion and authority in the earth in these coming days such as never been seen before. That has never been known before. But you need to know who you are. It says right there that you were created. Understand this. You. Point to yourself. Say, me. You were created in the image and the likeness of God. You are not some kind of appendix part off the side of the body of Christ. You are a vital member of the body of Christ, made and fashioned in the image of God to release dominion and authority in the earth. Church, if we don't rise up to release the authority, then we will not see heaven manifest in the earth. Jesus very clearly said, pray in this way, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We cannot be afraid to gaze upon the fullness of God or the fullness of his heavens in this hour, because God is expecting us to reach in and pull it down into the earth and to establish heaven in the earth, to establish his likeness in the earth through his people who are one. Amen. Now, I realize that there's lots of questions probably in many of your minds. I know that many people say, yes, but what about Paul when he said this and when he said that about women? You know, we can't be one in authority because Paul said this and Paul said that. You know, I don't have time to unpack that right now, but I just want to say to each and every one of you women, it's okay. You are allowed to be and you are allowed to soar. In fact, my good friend, Mary Audrey Raycroft, she's a minister at Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship. She did a teaching. I just love the way she teaches it. And I asked her if we could prepare these for this particular conference. So we have them at the book table. It's called What Paul Really Said About Women. And she goes into the historical context, she goes into the grammar of the day, she goes into everything and straightens out the issue. So, you know, there you go. They're up in the bookstore while they last, what Paul really said about women. Okay, so let's just clear that. And you men that are here, just so that you know too, it's okay. You know, we are okay to move forward. But one of my most favorite characters in the Bible, women characters in the Bible, is Deborah. And I realized that at a women's conference, so often Deborah is highlighted, you know, because God highlighted her in the scripture. God chose to just place the example of her life right there for everyone to see. So I'd like you to turn to Judges 4, and I want to look at this story in the light of bringing glory, authority, and dominion into the earth now through what God has called you to do. Because every single person is important. Every man is important. Every woman is important. Every child is important. Every senior citizen is important. Every Presbyterian is important. Every Pentecostal is important. We all have our place to stand and to labor in Christ. And the more we understand who we are in the glory, the more we'll come together to exalt him, because that is what it's all about. Amen? So let's take a look at Judges chapter 4. It says, then the sons of Israel, notice in this case it was sons, not daughters. I'm just joking. Then the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, after Ehud died, and the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor, and the commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in that place. The sons of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 iron chariots, and he oppressed the sons of Israel severely for 20 years. And let me just say this, you absolutely have the spirit of stupid on you if you do evil in the sight of the Lord. To love the pleasures of sin is the most ridiculous, the most life-threatening, the most stupid thing that you could ever do in your whole life. So if you're in sin and loving the pleasures of it right now, stop it. This moment, just change your mind about it, because the consequence of that, you see, when you sow into evil, when you sow into lust, when you sow into lawlessness, you're going to reap it. And Israel, because they did evil in the sight of the Lord, they reaped oppression, hello, for 20 years on the whole nation. Your lifestyle affects the nation. Your choices for or against God affect the nation. Amen? They affect the nations of the earth. And God's raising up a company of people who cannot be bought or sold. They can't be sold out to the lusts of the flesh or the world. They're a people who will stand for their God, who will stand righteous before him in integrity and in faith, because they're living their life before the audience of one. And some of you in this meeting, for the very first time in your whole life, are going to take a stand for God that is one 100% without compromise. And you're going to say, for the rest of my life, I'm choosing this day who I'm going to serve. I don't have two masters anymore. I have one master, and I'm going to live my entire life for the audience of one. Amen.
Well, welcome back. I trust that you really enjoyed that message. And I want you to know that at XP, we are committed to your growth in the Lord and to your blessings. I want to see you established in blessing. So why don't you go on our online store? Just go online at xpmedia.com. Go to the store and look for this item. It's called In the Zone. It's how to live in the blessings of God in your everyday life. It tells you how to even turn things that don't look like blessings into blessings so that the devil at the end of the day is a big time loser and you have the testimony of your victory. In the Zone, how to live in the blessing zone. And I also want to invite you to pray about becoming a partner with this program. We want to expand our outreach and our broadcast into further regions in North America as well as the nations of the world. And we need your help. It is through the faithful partnership of our viewers and our donors who generously give to this ministry every month that we can continue to produce and broadcast programs. So go and call the number on your screen right now or go to xpmedia.com and you can find out more information online regarding that. Now, I want to have a time of prayer with you because God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And that's why he wants you blessed. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for your blessings to richly fill and manifest in each of your children's lives. Lord, I pray that everyone watching this program today will truly know how to secure your goodness and your promises. So we'll see you next time. And remember this, that there's no one like you, and you are in him. Destined for eternal blessing and reward.